Okay, so basically, whoever's controlling Hughes and Hitler and Himmler, which is obviously the same person, because every one of them are all trying to do the same plan, and somebody's trying to become Jesus to take control of religion in the colonization process. It's so the guy that is, inspired Palpatine, there's a main criminal. There's in the colonization process, there's obviously a main criminal, and it's like the Palpatine guy. And there's a part of the process where it concludes, where the story ends, right? And it's like in Ghostbusters, like Gozer the Gozerian, where Gozer the Gozerian goes, "How do you want your destruction?" And then they go, "Don't sing anything." And then Rey thinks of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. And then the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man comes and destroys their world. Well, it was supposed to be a movie. Like I was supposed to say, like, I want it to end like this movie. Let's do Star Wars. Or let's do, fuck it, whatever. And then it's fighting in chaos, and it's really a bait and switch where he presents a false choice. And then I go, okay, yeah, let's do that. And he goes, yeah, but I have altered the plan. In Star Wars is a famous thing in Star Wars where Darth Vader alters the plan. And you're just supposed to hope he doesn't alter it any more than he already had. You know how that's a thing in Star Wars where Darth Vader alters the plan? Well, he presented me like, do Star Wars. That's what you should, how you should end it. Trust me. So instead of trusting him, and doing that plan, the plan that he swears is Star Wars. Yeah, but so he's presenting me an option where I'm supposed to trust him, and it'll result in what? Her winning and him dying? And he's the most scandalously dishonest guy, the most desperate criminal in the entire process, and I should just trust him? Okay, so we're not going to trust that guy. And the decision that I made, I think, is a good decision. I'm going to ignore him. He is the drowning man. He is fucking desperate. And without help, he's going to self-destruct and exit through death. He's going to get exposed for all the shit he did. It's like in the larger humanity, it's like a worse version of the breeding scandal. He's promised people stuff. He's broken promises. He's strung people along. It's like the Nazi breeding scandal situation, but much worse over a much longer period of time. So I got to ignore him now. I can't address him directly because I made the decision to ignore him, and that's how it's ending. So I can tell everybody else stuff. So based on the decision that I just made about 20 minutes ago, and fucking Costco's closed apparently on Saturdays. So based on the decision that I just made, and I, called out of work today. So I'm gonna rest because I'm, obviously, under the weather, legitimately under the weather, and I'm legitimately using a because I'm under the weather. So he. The decision that I implemented is to ignore him, to help her and Elon to prepare for leading everybody in the advanced process, and to explain to everybody else what's going on. So I can't address him directly. Go fuck yourself, and then that's it. I can't deal with him directly now. And he can cry and beg all he wants. I'm not able to help him now. Just like I wouldn't be able to undo the decision if I would have trusted him and he would have done his thing where he does revelations and makes me the Antichrist. So in reality, what he just tried to do, he tried to present it like it was Star Wars, but he was really going to do, I was supposed to trust him and I'll do Star Wars, but he was really going to do Revelations where I'm the Antichrist and he's Jesus, and that's how the colonization process concludes. You're very dishonestly scandalous. Nope, I'm not allowed. I'm getting warned. I'm not allowed to address him directly. Okay, so can't address him directly. As far as I'm concerned now, he doesn't exist based on my decision. But what he was going to do, he was going to conclude it. I was supposed to trust him. And he says, you can do Star Wars and your sister will be the big hero. You can kill the main bad guy. Do Star Wars. Trust me, I'll implement it for you. But what he was really going to do was do Revelations where I'm the criminal, I'm the Antichrist, and he gets control of the colonization process. So we're not going to let him do his story, his conclusion. The conclusion we're going to do is, he self-destructs. I prepare them for leading into the advanced process, and I narrate his self-destruction. So right now he's basically crying and begging and coming to terms with the fact that he can't do revelations, and now he's just on his own. And he's stuck with the consequences of his own plan and cannot cover it up with a story. And I can narrate what happens, and I absolutely will. Now I'm going to rest. You know, I got some so I'm going to take a medical day and I'm going to get some rest. But that's the situation that he's currently in.